We are learning Maseches Dvarim Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, and we're starting third line from the top. We're up to the fourth Maisa of the Siman. We had, on yesterday's blot, we had the Siman Asi Velozah Yoichanan V'Yanai. So the first three stories, Asi Velozah were actually a case of Pesach Mecharata. Yoichanan was a case, Rabbi Yoichanan was a case of Pesach Mepesach. Now, we are starting today's Amud with Bar Barte de Rabbi Yanai, Saba. The grandson of Rabbi Yanai Saba, also called Rabbi Yanai Saba, he came to his grandfather to be Mata Neda. Omalei, ilu hava yadas, the poskim pinkosech, umeshamshin beuvdech, mida darta? If you would have known that they're opening the books up upstairs in Shemayim, and they're checking up your meisim, were you made a neder? What's the reason? Because someone makes a neder, he's showing he's a big chassid. He ready keeps the whole Torah ready, and now he's ready, he's adding on things, and he knows he could keep it. So then they open up his books, say, let me see, this guy's a big tzaddik, tak, he's ready making a darm ready. So if you would know that, were you made a neder? Omalei loy. He said, no, I've never made a neder. V'sharyeh, and he was mad to him. Because this is a Pesach. The Pesach is, he didn't know. He didn't have that they check up, you know, a person's ma'isim when they make a neder. Omer of Abba Mikra, where in the Pesach do you find this idea that Rabbi Yanai said they check up the books if you make a neder? So he says, it's a Pesach. The Pesach says, V'achar nedorim levaker. Which would actually, it's a pasuk in Mishlei. I was saying, after you make an eder, levaka, we check him out. Is he taka, such a big tzaddik? But the Gemara says like this, the pasuk Rabbi Yanai, even though Rabbi Yanai used this as a Pesach, we don't use this as a Pesach. What's the reason? Because certain Pesachs we don't use. Why? Because the guy for sure is going to say yes. If you get a guy so scared, you say, you know what? You're making a neder. Do you know they're checking you out? Of course the guy's going to say, oh, I never would have made a neder. Because it sounds foolish. He says, yeah, I don't care. I don't care. It sounds foolish. Therefore, he even if he doesn't care, Taka, he's going to say he cares. And therefore, it's not a good Hataras Adarim because he can't use a Pesach that's very scary because he a lot of times will say that he never would have made a neder even though it's not true. V'loi Pesachin v'ad achrinias. I'll give you two more examples of Pesach that's not allowed. What's the another Pesach not allowed? Om Rav B'chanam V'yechnan. My Pesach le'Rav Gamil hu Saba. What did Pesach the Rav Gamil use for that older person? The Pesach says, Yesh, it's also Pesach of Mishlei, Yesh boite kim nakres cherev, loshen chama marpe. And what Darshan means like this, Kol ha-boite, boite is loshen ha-bitu, you're saying a neder, royal doker v'cherev. Anyone who makes a neder, he deserves to be poked with a sword. Ella loshen chama marpe. But the loshen chama, which means, chacham hu matr neder, they heal. So you also can't use this Pesach. Why not? Because again, you're scaring the guy out of his wits. He's saying that he's poked with a sword. So therefore, he might say mischaret, even though he's not really mischaret. He's going to say, oh, I didn't want to do it, even though it's not true. The third one he's going to use is, V'loi Pesachin v'hadar achrinasa, the Tanya. Rav Nosson says, Hanoideh, so makes an edah, ki'ilu bon abama. It's ki'ilu, he built a bama. V'amakayma, and he keeps an edah, it's even worse. Ki'ilu makavla carbon. It's Gilu Makir Vakarbon. Now, what Shaykh is Neder to Abama? Zok Duran, that we're talking about Mashas Issa Abamas. So, what's Psham, the guy who makes Abama? We have the Beis HaMikdash. Why make an Abama? He says, you know what? I need two places. I need a Beis HaMikdash and Abama. I need a lot of places to avoid. I'm a holy Jew. I'm a holy roller. So, that same thing, the guy makes a Neder. You have 613 mitzvahs. You have enough mitzvahs. You're saying, you know, that's the, I need more. I need more mitzvahs. So, that's like a Kilu Bon Abama. And there's an issue to build a bamba. Even with apping macro carbon, there's an issue to build a bamba. Because the pasuk says in the Torah, in Dvarim, Loisokim lecha matseva. It's a pasuk in Parashat Shoftim. It says, Loisokim lecha matseva. And the Rashi and the Rashbam both learn over there that it means a mizbeach. A bamba. You're not allowed to build a bamba. So there's an issue to build a bamba. But bringing a carbon in it is much more chavad than issue, because that's the issue of shute chutz. That's already chayiv karos. So, a noider is kilu bon abama. A makaymai is ki'ilu hikar v'lo carbon. So the question is this. What can't you use for Pesach? We said you can't use this for Pesach. Which one not? So the Gemara explains. Bereisha paschinon. The noider kilu bon abama that you could use for Pesach, that if you knew that would be like a bomba, you never would have done it, that you could use for Pesach. Why? Because that's not such a big isser by people. So they're not going to lie about that. But b'seifa, to say, Hamakayim Mikil Makil of Carbon, which is a Chomer de Geisser, that's a Machlaikis. Abayam Paschinon, Rav Amalei Paschinon. Rav Kahana learns Machlaikis this way. Rav Kahana Master Lahosh Maitz of Adeng Lishno. Rav Kahana is the way, the one we just said over is Rav Kahana's version of the events. Rav Tevyoimi Master Nehachir. Rav Tevyoimi is Garius of Machlaikis like this. Beseifa loy paschina. That's partial kuliyama. You can't be pesach with the seifa, which says that I know the makayma kulo mikrohikol karma. But reisha, in the reisha of that, which means ha anoy the kulo banabama abayam paschinon. Rav amal loy paschina. Abay says you're pesach, and Rav is not pesach. What's the halacha? You're not pesach in either one because those are all scary things and people might not say the truth. And now we have another one. Even if a guy keeps a neder, which is you're missing some words here, you have to read like this. Anyone who makes a neder, even if he lands up in Mekayim, he's still called a Rasha. Kol ha-noider, af pishim Mekayim, nikra Rasha. So you could tell the guy, you know, if you'd have known you called a Rasha, would you make the neder? He says, no. So that also is not so possible used for Pesach, because the guy doesn't want to call the Rasha. Amravo, Mikra, what's the Makar that someone who makes a neder is called a Rasha, even if he's Mekayim, what's the Makar? So the Makar is, the Pasuk says, v'chisechta lindar, if a person refrains from making a neder, lo yiv achet, he won't have a chet. Mashma, that if he does do a neder, he has a chet. And how do you know that he's called a Rasha? The Yalev Chadala Chadala, Ksiv Hacha Kisechtal Lindar. Ksiv Hasim says there in the Pasuk that we're talking about a Rasha when he dies, it says in Eiv, Sham Risham, when the Risham are buried, Chadlu Reiges, the whole Reiges will stop. So you see, Lashon Chadlu by Rasha. So it's saying, V'chisechtal Lindar Yim Echeit, Ha, if you do a Neder, you have a Chait, and you call the Rasha, you learn from the word Sechtal, they be called a Rasha. So if Shmuel says anyone who's noyder is called a Rasha, you don't use that for Pesach again because people will be embarrassed to say that, oh, I don't care about that. Omer Rav Yosef, I'll bring another raya that if someone makes a neder is called a Rasha. We had a Mishnah early on Daf Tes. Omer Rav Yosef, after 9:19, we went to the Mishnah on Daf Tes, says, K'nidrek Sheirim Le'em Aklum. If you say, this should be also to be like Nidrek Sheirim Le'em Aklum. If you say Nidre Risham Eimenu, then the Lach is your Nazir. Why? Because Nidre Risham, you see, it's called the Rasha. So, the Maravaita, Omer Rav Shmuel Barach Meinar Yonison, Kol HaKoyis, anyone who gets angry, this is not doing that, it's not. Anyone who gets angry, Kol HaKoyis, Kol Minigenim Shalten Boy, all type of Gehenim, he's going to have all type of Gehenims. What's the Pshat? So, the Ran learns Pshat like this, because Kas brings you to other Averis. Brings the kaifer be'iker, and it, once you get angry, a lot of averas, and every avera has its own flavor of gehenim. So a guy who gets angry, he's going to get all the flavors of gehenim. That's the Ran's pshat. The Rosh brings out another pshat. The Rosh says that it's not good for his guf, it's not good for his health. Anyone who gets angry, someone who's a kaisen, someone who has anger management problems, he doesn't have a life. He has gehenim in this world. Kol min gehenim shaltan boy, which means it's not good for him. Shanem, what's the makar in the pasuk that kas brings? Ra brings Gehenim. V'hosek kas milibecha v'havei ra m'sarecha. That take away kas from your heart, and then you'll take away ra from your basar. V'ein ra ala Gehenim. And ra is ala Gehenim. Shenem v'chol pa Hashem l'maneu. V'gam rosh l'yoyim ra. So you see, rosh and rosh l'yoyim ra. Rosh goes to Gehenim. So you see, ra is Gehenim. These words are very familiar from the Geras Ramban. V'loy oid, elosh that tachtoini shaltas boy. Not only that, someone who is... who has kas, he will get hemorrhoids, which is very painful. Shenemar, v'nosan Hashem l'cha shom leiv ragos. And it says there that Hashem will give leiv ragos. I was looking for the pasuk. V'nosan Hashem l'cha shom leiv ragos. V'chil yinayim v'dava nefesh. And what's chil yinayim v'dava nefesh? Ezu dovesh v'chalas anayim, that is like, v'chalas anayim means there's no hope. There's just, it keeps on going. Amadav z'nefesh, and gives you a terrible pain. So you see that someone who gets angry, I guess the raya is from Lev Ragos, which is Kas, so then there'll be, that's the drasha, that Lev Ragos, you know, happens to get angry, you'll have Kilian Naim Dav Nefesh, which is what? Which is Tachtonias. So that's what we're holding right now. We were saying is, another memra, after we mentioned different psachim, different type of pesachs, we mentioned that someone who gets angry, coming against Shalta Boy, and not only that, he could even get Tachtonias, which is a terrible Oynish.